This is Fable Town.
The place where fables are found. Grimy roads replaced, the yellow bricks paved on the ground.
How many of them stay here?
I'm unable to count. Because labeled as outcast, they stay underground.
They keep themselves to themselves.
Invisible among these Mondays.
They use a spell to repel.
Every community needs a way to keep in order.
Someone to police the place.
A sort of senior lawman, formerly the big bad wolf. They call him Bigby.
Went from eating kids to drinking neat whiskey.
When lying alone at night, I don't quite know why. He's got the hots for Snow White.
I know, right?
All it took to hook him long ago was a lone bite. It was so wrong.
Yet so right.
In Fable Town, they face a daily struggle to escape the place they came from and the range of ways that they can raise up trouble.
Dark forces want to see this place raised to rubble, but Bigby's a razor blade, erasing any trace of stubble.
Perhaps one too many close shaves. Check the mirror, see things a little clearer. The answer's getting nearer. He needs to keep his fellow fables out of harm's way. Be they in Bullfinch Street to rip the farm hay. Stop crying over spilt milk.
Pick up the dairy pail.
Dig up the truth that's hidden underneath this fairy tale. You better beware, for there's a wolf among us. But the truth is the food for which he hungers.
You better beware,
for there's a wolf among us. But the truth is the food for which he hungers.
You better beware,
for there's a wolf among us. But the truth is the food for which he hungers.
Dan Bull, Duggleby.